In the studio today, we are going to be finding out about what was a big effort on the Turtle Creek around here. If you're not familiar with Turtle Creek, a lot of folks just go right by it when they're on Route 15, right before it goes into the Susquehanna River. But it's a watershed that is located in Union County. Some of it's in East Buffalo Township. Some of it heads a little bit farther west from there. And this particular watershed has quite a few sections of it that are impaired. But nowadays, we're glad to say quite a few sections are improved and restored. And we're also glad to say that there's a fabulous, I'm going to call it a storyboard, a fabulous video and multimedia presentation for you to check out that talks about what happened to Turtle Creek. We're going to start out with Megan Lehman. She's an Environmental Community Relations Specialist with DEP up in Williamsport. Welcome aboard, Megan.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today, and thanks for calling together this panel to talk about this important topic. We really appreciate it. One of your good colleagues is here, Jason Fell, and is here. He's a DEP Watershed Manager. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks
good
for being
morning.
On board. Good to see you. Shannon Stahm is back. We've interviewed her a couple of times. She's with the Union County Conservation District. She worked on this property, but she's been back here talking about some other things in the past. So she's here. Welcome aboard, Shannon.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on board. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Cameron Englehart is here. He's a fish biologist with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. We're going to be talking about his work on this and some other assessments. So welcome aboard, Cameron.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Do appreciate that. Megan, can you give us a nutshell what happened? I think we talked to Renee Carey a couple of years ago, and she says, stay tuned for a big project on Turtle Creek. So that was the beginning of the beginning. What happened after that?
Okay. Well, we have a program that came out earlier this year. Like you said, it's a multimedia presentation. It's called our Turtle Creek Story Map. And that's where I would recommend people start to learn the story if you want to go more than what you hear here today. And we've been working for over a year to put this together. And the project team has been working for many more years than that. And they'll tell you a little more about their work. But the story map can be found on DEP's website. And it's something you look at online. We recommend a regular computer, not a phone, because it won't load as well. But the website is dep.pa.gov/Turtle Creek. That'll take you right there. And it's got a series of videos, text, photos, and interactive maps. So you can click and zoom and pull up information about the different farms where the work has been done, see before and after photos, and learn about the techniques that were done to restore Turtle Creek. Something that we're very proud of, we're very excited about, and we think that it's a really great way for people to learn about a project like this in a way that is visual and fun and interesting and not dry and boring.
Well, absolutely not dry and boring. I'll tell you what, it is fascinating to see the before and after pictures and to find out really how our area thriving hurt the creek. I mean, agriculture was booming and down went the quality of the water there. So, and now there's just as much effort to restore that and to make that happen. Jason, you've been around the state working on this kind of project. Was there anything super unusual about Turtle Creek up in Union County that made this a little bit different than maybe some other impairments that you've come across?
It's actually pretty similar to many of the streams that we work on. Sediment's a kind of a classic impairment in Pennsylvania. And the thing is, there's limited vegetation along the stream that will hold the stream banks. You don't have a deep-rooted vegetation like trees and shrubs that really hold the banks. So you can look at a great forested headwater section of Turtle Creek, and you can look at a fully developed end of Turtle Creek, and in between, that's where we're working. And it's in that agricultural area, but it's also got the stormwater inputs that have eroded those stream banks. And it's something we see kind of all over the state, and something that we really are trying to address.
And I don't want you to mention in passing stormwater. This is all the rainwater runoff that we get from impervious surfaces, homes, parking lots, and businesses, and there's a ton of it that affects Turtle Creek.
Absolutely. It's something that's probably increased over the years, and the stream has to react to it. It has to either erode, it has to either downcut, move left or right to adjust to that increased input of rainwater. So you'll see that in the form of eroded banks, caving in banks, undermined stream banks, and that impacts the bottom of the stream, which is what should be clean gravel, is now covered with fine silt and mud that really changes what kind of an insect or fish can live in that stream.
Well, yeah, back in the day, people would tell us they used to trout fish in Turtle Creek. you can still do that, or you can do that again? What's the right way to word that?
We've done a lot of improvements, and we've done a lot of assessment work, and what we're seeing is a trout population is very, very limited, but we do see a trout population there. The conditions are suitable in some ways for it. It's improving every year, both from a water temperature and habitat standpoint. We're making those improvements. It's going to increase as our work continues.
All right, well, fabulous. As a trout fisher person, that's my primary interest. I'd love the stream to be impaired, and I'd like your total daily load to be reduced and all that sort of thing, but I just want the trout to come back. Okay. I'm very selfish about this. Shannon, no good waterway in Union County gets restored or significantly improved without your knowledge and a lot of your help and hard work and that of the Union County Conservation District, too, not just you. You got a lot of good colleagues over there. But explain the scope of this project. How big a deal was this? How many hours went into it? Explain that Turtle Creek is on its way back, but it was not an accident.
No. We developed a unique partnership. The partnership started around 2009. And in the beginning, the partnership, it's led by the North Central Pennsylvania Conservancy. And DEP brings funding to the table in the form of Growing Greener Grants. Jason is the administrator of the Growing Greener Grant program. And the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is our technical service providers that have been helping us come up with the designs and implement more habitat in the stream. And all of the county conservation districts in that north central region can apply to this partnership for funding. And so in 2013, a landowner approached us in the Turtle Creek watershed that was, he had some significant erosion going on in his pasture. And he contacted us for some assistance. And it all started with that one landowner. He was at a very visible spot in the watershed. And so, like we had said earlier, there's not a lot of places where the stream interfaces with the public. And some of those roadways have actually helped us where we've been out there doing projects and the landowners, the neighbors, have seen the work. And so when we'd be finishing up for the day and going home, they would then come over and talk to their neighbor and ask what was going on and what was happening. And they watched it over time. And the word just spread throughout the community. And the landowners have been fantastic. But we started out with that one project, and now we're 12 projects in, roughly, and 5 miles of stream that's been restored. So every summer, I've been lucky enough to get about a month's worth of time out of the partnership to implement these projects.
Well, not only is the word passing on, but individuals are also taking action and doing improvements on their properties, too, when they see this happening.
Yes, they are. We've had some landowners that actually did some work on their own ahead of us coming in. They didn't know exactly how to fix their stream banks, but some of them noticed they were having some herd health problems. And they fenced out their animals on their own. They planted some trees on their own. And then we came in and just kind of added to that with some of these habitat structures.
Well, Cameron, how alive is Turtle Creek? I have seen it in the past. I've been to Cedar Cog, and especially when water's high, it just looks like a brown torrent. But it was full of life decades ago, was impaired, but is coming back now.
Well, after the use of the habitat structures that the group has implemented on Turtle Creek over the years, you can start to see the, after a major rain event or storm event comes through, you can really start to see the changes that those structures are collecting. That sediment that was normally transported through the system is now being caught on those structures and reducing the amount of sediment load that's being transported downstream to the Susquehanna River and eventually into the bay. And ultimately, that cleans up the water a lot faster. So, we see now within, after a major rain event, what might have been a week or so of, siltation flowing through, you now see the stream start to clear up within about, 1 to 2 days. So it's the devices and stuff and the overall improvements we made with like buffer plantings and stream bank fencing and stuff has definitely made an improvement.
All right, and I want to go back to Megan real quick and say, so for the Turtle Creek watershed, this wonderful multimedia presentation was a result, and you want folks to check this out. So this contagion of taking good care of, everybody's in some watershed somewhere, look at what happened at Turtle Creek and do that in your creek, I guess, to be blunt about it, right?
Absolutely, and I think it's a good moment to mention also that Turtle Creek's part of the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and there is actually an effort, Chesapeake Bay watershed-wide, all of the states that are in the Bay watershed are in the process of finalizing and will be implementing over the next few years their watershed implementation plans in the third phase at the local level. And so we would encourage, at DEP, we would encourage private landowners, municipalities, watershed associations, anybody who's interested in helping to clean up our local waters, which therefore then also help to clean up the bay, to get involved in that process. There will be, so Turtle Creek is an example of what can be done with some focused effort. We actually had a group from West Virginia come up, or a group from Chesapeake Bay leaders from all over the watershed come up to visit Turtle Creek over the summer, and there was a gentleman from West Virginia who's already reached out for more information who wants to replicate this partnership model. So we think it's a great example of how to get things done in an efficient, cost-effective manner, which is what we need to replicate this over and over again to continue to move the needle to see the local waters and also the Chesapeake Bay cleanup.
Well, we're talking about something that has turned out to be a big deal, so it's no surprise that it's attracted attention, really, from up and down the East Coast, a lot of folks, because so many groups are working together, so many property owners are on board, so many agencies, organizations, and individuals like the ones at this table are involved. We're going to keep talking about the Turtle Creek story map and the Turtle Creek restoration that is underway. Already hundreds, maybe what, thousands of hours have been added in? Can I say thousands? Yep, thousands. Okay, if you add up all the staff power that's been put into this. And so we're going to keep looking into this. Megan Lehman from DEP, Jason Fellin from DEP, Shannon Stom from the Union County Conservation District, Cameron Englehart with the Fish Commission. They're all going to be back as we look at this topic in greater detail at 7:40 this morning. And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We are literally right in the middle of an interview talking about a unique effort, a unique partnership, and a massive project that took place on Turtle Creek. Think of it as the watershed that starts at the Susquehanna River, not too far from Cedar Cog in the Winfield area. And you go over that creek there, and the Furnace Road is probably the noteworthy road where you can see quite a few sections of Turtle Creek. And throughout that watershed, there's been extensive restoration efforts. It was an impaired waterway. Some of it still is, but there's been thousands of hours of work to turn that around. And that's the story that we're talking about today. Megan Lehman is here. She's from the an Environmental Community Relations Specialist with the Pennsylvania DEP. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you coming in. And Jason Fellin is here. He, too, from DEP, is a watershed manager. We've seen him all over the state working on some of the projects around here. He and our other guest, Cameron Englehart, a fish biologist with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, are at a tie with the most Google hits for their names in local watershed newsletters. That's like an Emmy.
Yeah.
That's like an Emmy for you guys.
Okay, so. It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Yep, well said. And Shannon Stom is here. She's a watershed specialist with the Union County Conservation District. She's been here on our show a couple of times talking about important endeavors in Union County. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me back.
I really appreciate it. All right, well, we are talking about what is the we're going to talk about the result for the moment. It is the Turtle Creek Story Map. Explain again to our audience what this unique product is.
Sure. A story map is an interactive web-based platform for telling a story about anything, really. And DEP has been doing a series of these story maps. We have everything from our oil and gas annual report in the form of a story map to a West Nile virus educational story map. And the one we're talking about today is on the restoration of Turtle Creek. It's at dep.pa.gov/turtlecreek, and it's an interactive website that, as we mentioned earlier, it's got maps where you can click and zoom and pull up information about the different projects. It's got several videos. I wanted to mention we have two of the landowners that did the work on their farms with the help of the partnership here. They did interviews that are really compelling, you know, talking about their sense of stewardship of the land and their goals for their farm and why they chose to get involved in this. We also have a video of electrofishing in Turtle Creek with Susquehanna University students and Professor John Niles. It's really neat. A lot of people have no idea what electrofishing is and how it works. And then kick sampling for macroinvertebrates. And then also we have one we call our critter collage. And that's a video a montage of all of the different animals that we've seen in the course of doing the work, and it's really not all of them, but it's a selection. And just when I was out, you know, filming and taking pictures for the story map, we have all kinds of everything from birds to insects to fish. We have a giant snapping turtle that one of the interns is holding up grinning. That's my favorite.
That was in the watershed somewhere?
It was. It was huge. And when they did the electrofishing, it actually floated up and they caught it. Oh. So it went back into the stream. It is one of the many turtles of Turtle Creek.
It's a snapping turtle as big as a basketball. I mean, it's just a huge animal. And, of course, whoever picked it up knows how to pick it up because you stay away from the business end of that thing. So, but, all right. So we I have to mention her name because she's really pivotal. She's probably the conductor of this orchestra, Renee Carey, from the North Central Pennsylvania Conservancy. Please check out their hard work at npcweb.org. She helped orchestrate what is a very unique partnership. So please, Jason, give us a sense on what that's all about.
One of the mottos that we have here with our partnership is that everyone does a little, so no one has to do it all. And really, this is something that what we've accomplished over these years, not only in Turtle Creek, but throughout our North Central region, we couldn't have done individually. It's been because of the talents and the effort and the dedication of all the partners that we've been able to accomplish over 150 projects, probably closer to 20 miles worth of stream restoration in the last 10 years. In Turtle Creek, we've done upwards of 5 miles of restoration work. And it's because everybody has their role of trying to contact landowners, trying to make all the logistics happen to get the project done, to do the design work, to get the permitting done, everything that we need to do to make that project go off, getting materials on site, anything that needs to happen. All of us are able to do in our own way and make it happen. And the other thing that we've had is then an ability to get things done quickly. And so you get a landowner that's enthusiastic, we can keep that enthusiasm up and we can get the thing done in a timely way. So it keeps us enthusiastic because we see things happening. We all know when we decide to do a project, it will happen because we have the ability to do it among our group. And the landowners see that, and that makes it very easy to get the next project because the landowner is going to see that their neighbor's project went off without a hitch and theirs will too. And so it's been something that it's fun because each one of us works for different outfits, so to speak, an agency or an entity, whether it's a conservancy, the district, DEP, Fish and Boat, but we're all working together. And so we've crossed those boundaries, which is pretty unique. And it's been a fun thing to gain the knowledge we each can from each other's own employer.
Well, and if you thought small and you didn't work together, you could have let any impedance along the way stop you. But you're problem solvers. You work together, not to be cliche, but you don't need to take no for an answer because you know you're going to put all your heads together and come up with a solution.
That's right. You know, we're not looking for red flags to figure out what's going to slow us down. We're just looking for, okay, let's find the answer and make it happen. And we have that combined experience and all the partners' heads working together to get it done. So Renee at the Conservancy has been key partner in all of this, so you can make a phone call and things can happen quickly if some snag is encountered in the field. So we all really enjoy that support that we get from each other.
Shannon, name names. Talk about these partners and how they all contributed, if you would, please.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the North Central Pennsylvania Conservancy, we would be lost. Renee guides us through everything, and it starts out with her getting the grant funding to do these projects. The other unique aspect of this partnership is that it's a block grant style grant that she's writing. If I had to write an individual grant for each one of these projects, I'd get maybe one small project done every year.
So I'm saying the Turtle Creek project, but it is really, you're shotgunning it. You got these yellow flags on the map at 20 locations, and a dozen of them are either underway or finished.
Yes, and Turtle Creek, this is one of the reasons that we're using Turtle Creek as an example is because of the tremendous support from all of the landowners and their commitment, we've been able to go back-to-back-to-back properties and really stack all these projects, so we're really stacking all of the benefits for these projects as well. There are other watersheds out there that are doing that, over in Montour, Columbia, Northumberland, Lycoming, Tioga, I mean, all throughout the North Central region. groups, conservation districts are doing this work, and they apply to Renee to get this funding through the block grant style.
Right. So, for example, when I'm watching the story map and I see Susquehanna University doing electrofishing and Dr. Niles, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. that would be the award-winning Dr. Niles. He just won a big conservation award. But these are the kind of subtle inputs, but hard work and hundreds of hours that each partner is putting in.
Yes, and if it wasn't for the universities, we wouldn't have the monitoring, the level of monitoring that we do. So they are out there measuring our successes for us and actually reporting back to us with ways that we might be able to amend our designs to help create more habitat for the aquatic life.
All right, so we're getting a glimpse of a stream that, what, is half fixed? Cameron, can I say it's half done?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. Yeah, so we actually just finished a project back here in this past June, restored over 1,500 feet of stream, and efforts are going to continue to move forward here in 2020. Just upstream of that, we have roughly a mile's worth of stream to restore on one landowner in particular, and we're going to try to phase that in two different phases over the course of 2020. Besides that, just the in-stream efforts, we're also looking to do some tree planting. Roughly 15 acres on roughly 8 farms, thanks to DCNR and a grant that we received from them. Besides the partners that we mentioned, we also partnered, we got a grant to have the USGS and John Kloon join in and do some studies there to see the improvements that we're making and how they how they've improved over time and to see the results, and we're excited with that partnership as well. So there's definitely a lot of things to move forward here, and we're all looking forward to continuing this restoration effort.
Right, and everything we've touched on, there's more to say about that. And in as much as I've mentioned, dropped a few names, I've omitted many, and I apologize to them, but time is limited. We have a moment left. Give us a parting statement. Make sure you mention Restore Pennsylvania and where I can look at this story map, please.
Absolutely. Well, I'll repeat the website first. That's dep.pa.gov/Turtle Creek. Gov is G-O-V, of course. And I did want to mention Restore Pennsylvania. It is a proposal that Governor Wolf has put on the table. There's been a bill introduced in both the House and the Senate with almost half of the House and the Senate have signed on as co-sponsors to these bills. And it would propose an investment of about $4.5 billion over the next 4 years in significant high-impact infrastructure projects throughout the Commonwealth. And there are a number of different areas that are carved out in that proposal. Some of them that come to DEP would be projects like this. So we have existing programs, the Stream Improvement Program, the Growing Greener Grant Program, that allow us to do great work to fund these local partners, but there's always a waiting list. There's always a backlog. There are always more qualified applicants than we can fund each year. So what we're excited about at DEP is that if this Restore Pennsylvania proposal passes, which would be funded by a severance tax, natural gas severance tax, it would drive more funding to do more of these projects and do perhaps larger projects, so we don't have to piecemeal them as much, so it's more efficient. And in the North Central region, there's quite a waiting list, I think over 100 landowners that would like to do projects like this.
Right. Well, I've got to stop you there, but Restore PA, make sure you pay attention to it. If you haven't heard, it's because you live in a cave. The governor's been here, and folks have been at the marina, and we've talked to a lot of the administration eggheads to make sure that everybody knows about this. Megan Lehman is from DEP talking about the story map, Turtle Creek story map. Jason Fellin from DEP, Shannon Stamm, a watershed specialist with the Union County Conservation District, and Cameron Englehart, a fish biologist with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.